they did not need for the assembly. Yet to the others, the sanctity of the platform had protected even what was useless there. Then the twins realized they would have a fire near them as a comfort in the night, and this set a few Littlans dancing and clapping hands. The wood was not so dry as the fuel they had used on the mountain. Much of it was damply rotten and full of insects that scurried. Logs had to be lifted from the soil with care, or they crumbled into sodden powder. More than this, in order to avoid going deep into the forest, the boys worked near at hand on any fallen wood, no matter how tangled with new growth. The skirts of the forest and the scar were familiar, near the conch and the shelters, and sufficiently friendly in daylight. What they might become in darkness, nobody cared to think. They worked, therefore, with great energy and cheerfulness, though as time crept by, there was a suggestion of panic in the energy and hysteria in the cheerfulness. They built a pyramid of leaves and twigs, branches and logs on the bare sand by the platform. For the first time on the island, Piggy himself removed his one glass, knelt down, and focused the sun on Tinder. Soon there was a ceiling of smoke and a bush of yellow flame. The Littlans, who had seen few fires since the first catastrophe, became wildly excited. They danced and sang, and there was a partyish air about the gathering. At last, Ralph stopped work and stood up, smudging the sweat from his face with a dirty forearm. "We'll have to have a small fire. This one's too big to keep up." Piggy sat down carefully on the sand and began to polish his glass. "We could experiment. We could find out how to make a small hot fire and then put green branches on to make smoke. Some of them leaves must be better for that than the others." As the fire died down, so did the excitement. The Littlans stopped singing and dancing and drifted away toward the sea, or the fruit trees, or the shelters. Ralph dropped down in the sand.